Trixie Mattel performed her songs live during the premiere streaming event hosted by Tymi, the world's largest LGBTQ+ platform featuring social network, dating app, and live streaming. Trixie Mattel is no stranger to spotlight. In fact, this drag queen is well known to RuPaul's Drag Race fans for being a star in her own right. Trixie is a renowned singer-songwriter, TV and online personality, comedian, author, entrepreneur, actor, and the list goes on and on and on. This past Sunday, May 16th, Trixie joined Tymi Talks for a 30-minute live concert. It was truly an incredible closing to an event that highlighted LGBTQ+ issues, talked about the solutions, and even brought a bit of heat with a cooking lesson by another RuPaul's Drag Race alum, Latrice Royale. Trixie was rocking a gorgeous vintage-inspired outfit, her hair was in a half-up, half-down style, and she had on her signature makeup. Of course, Trixie had her guitar and microphone ready to go. Trixie began her stream by sharing one of her biggest fears with real backgrounds. A door behind her could mean that at any time someone could potentially walk in during the stream. Spoiler alert, that didn't happen. She began her live show with a song by one of her favorite bands, The Go-Go's, which was recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tymi users responded with lots of love and gifts on the app. You'll have to check out Tymi to find out more. Tymi is the world's largest LGBTQ+ platform that is absolutely free to download. Trixie also credited the songs by The Go-Go's for saving her during the pandemic. She also talked about the B-52s as one of her favorites. As Trixie put it, the B-52s were in wigs. They were being queer before it was openly acceptable. It was amazing. Their songs were that incredible that it didn't matter whether you were openly gay or a homophobic rural mom from Alabama. Everyone loved Love Shack. Of course, the concert had to include Trixie's own songs. Jessie from Mattel's album Barbara got rave reviews from Tymi fans watching the stream. Prior to starting the song, Trixie opened up about performing. She revealed that she often thinks about who she plays for. Is it her? Is it the audience? Is it someone special? Well, Trixie was unafraid to share that the song, Jessie, was written for and inspired by American actor Jesse Eisenberg. And yes, Jesse Eisenberg knows about the song. Trixie shared during her livestream on Tymi that he even sent her a video saying, "Thank you." Mattel sent him a copy of Barbara vinyl record with her autograph on it. The gifts kept on coming for Trixie's performance. She also highlighted the fact that Tymi as a product that is fairly new on the market is truly different. A phone app that is specifically created for queer people, joking that the second gayest product on the market belongs to a craft store, but it isn't even open. Speaking of open, Trixie opened up about her home in Milwaukee. That is where she was live streaming her concert from. She gave a slight room tour, talked about the Midwestern decor with cow print, horns, and all the yee-haw that comes with it. Trixie also talked about her love for the band, Fountains of Wayne, known for the hit song Stacy's Mom. Yes, we all have heard it. She performed a song written by the lead singer of the band that always makes her think of home. Tymi users were extremely active during her performance, leaving comments and sending Trixie Mattel gifts and likes. Trixie actually said that she missed the real human connect. "I haven't played for real people like this in a really long time. I've been in the studio a lot making music, but not doing a lot of performing for real people. It's fun, it's really fun." Living in today's world, it was hard not to talk about the pandemic. Trixie talked about vaccination efforts in the United States. She said that she got both her shots recently. "It was no big deal, it's a life-saving shot." Trixie Mattel's new record, Full Coverage, just came out. So, Trixie just had to sing a few songs that are on the album. "Like a true gay person, I do whatever my boyfriend tells me, and my boyfriend loves Cher," shared Trixie prior to belting out a tune by the pop icon. Trixie sang Believe by Cher, a song that she originally did not want to put on the record because it was very sad. Trixie always thought of Believe as a ballad. Since Trixie was in Milwaukee, a place where she is now a very recognized face, she decided to sing a brand new song called Goner. During the stream, Trixie even came up with a new drag name. Marina Del Rey, since she does so many Lana Del Rey covers. Trixie finished the concert on a high note with a song by The B-52s. The band that was so unapologetically queer, a band that was in Sequence and Rhinestone's way before everyone else, a band that inspired so many. Trixie closed the show with her favorite song from the band, Rome. About Tyme. Tyme is the world's largest LGBTQ+ platform that features a social network, dating app, and streaming. Tyme offers the safest and most secure user experience on the market, with its several verification layers, 24/7 profile moderation, PIN, fingerprint, face ID, and live support. Tyme is the home of diversity, and the platform's main mission is to make the lives of LGBTQ+ people better by creating a safe environment with zero tolerance for judgment, discrimination, hate, or aggression. Tyme is free to download. Tyme premium subscriptions provide enhanced experience and access to features unavailable or limited in the free version of the app. Follow the latest Tyme news on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. A moving concert by drag race superstar Trixie Mattel on Tyme Talks was originally published in Tyme Lifestyle and Community on Medium, where people are continuing the conversation by highlighting and responding to this story.